Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Maple Dapper. I am a brand consultant offering HR solutions amongst others to numerous clients and organizations, and I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Inyesomwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to the wonderful people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that the only way to do great work is to love what you do. Our topic today is in commemoration of the International Workers' Day coming up on the 1st of May. Two things occupy my thoughts on this year's Workers' Day celebration. First is the future of work. Transformative changes such as globalization, new forms of organizing work, and advances in automation and artificial intelligence, also AI, have important implications for the world of work. This should be everyone's business, as governments, employers, and workers all have a stake in skills development. Governments need to adopt more relevant skills policies to develop the skills required by rapidly evolving labor markets. Education and training systems will also need to take advantage of new educational technologies and give greater attention to digital skills. Enterprises and employers will need to make new investments to expand their involvement in educating, training, and the reskilling of workers to support economic growth. And workers will need to proactively upgrade their skills to acquire new ones through training, education, and lifelong learning to remain employable. The second issue is the concept of decent work. Decent work is at the heart of the search for dignity for the individual, stability for the family, and peace in the community. Decent work sums up the aspirations of people in their working lives. It involves opportunities for work that is productive and delivers a fair income. It also addresses security in the workplace, social protection for families, better prospects for personal development, freedom for people to express their concerns, organize and participate in the decisions that affect their lives, and equality of opportunities for men and women. The world of work is undergoing major processes of change. Everyone needs to deepen their understanding of this transformation in order to meet effectively the policy changes it poses and so advance the shared commitment to provide decent work for all. Let us have these issues in mind as we listen to and learn as our guest speaker gives more insight on the topic. He is Mr. Maple Dapper, a brand consultant to employers of labor. Our beautiful people of River State, always remember to let your manners speak for you. May God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics, and I am Maple Dapper, a brand consultant, and I offer HR solutions to clients and organizations, your host for today. I will be speaking on the International Workers' Day. International Workers' Day, also called Labor Day, often referred to as May Day, is an initiative of the international labor movement to celebrate working class citizens and laborers every year on May 1st. Different countries celebrate it in different ways. Some organize parades, some organize marches, and some organize barbecues, and so on. On Wednesday, 1st May, is the International Workers' Day for this year, and it is important for us to reflect on the subject of work and how it affects our lives as individuals, a society, and the world at large. First, we'd like to remind ourselves of some basic things, like what is work? I'll keep it simple. First definition I give to work is any mental or physical activity that is done to achieve a desired result or a set purpose, that is work, or any task at all that we undertake. I like to share a quick story here to help us understand work better. It's the story of a man who was a janitor and was cleaning at the headquarters of NASA while preparations were ongoing to send man to the moon for the first time. And when he was asked what he was doing, he didn't say he was mopping the floor. He didn't say, "Oh, I'm a nobody and this is what I'm trying to do." What did he say? He said, "I'm helping to put man on the moon." You know, that was somebody who understood the purpose of his work. And so whatever it is that we do to help achieve a desired result at the end of the day, whatever part or role we play, that is work. However, there are types of work. I like to break it down into just two types. The first one I like to categorize as personal or domestic work. This is work that you do for yourself. So you wake up in the morning and you want to go out. You have to do a few things before you leave the house. That is personal work. Or you want to write a book. So you sit down and begin to put in the work to write that book. That is personal work. So you could do personal work or domestic work. However, the second is career or paid work. In other words, work that you do and you are paid for it. And on the career or paid work, we have quite a lot of categories as well too. But we'll look at just a few. The first is casual work. It's work that you do casually. The second is professional work. That's where we have bankers, we have engineers, we have doctors, we have all kinds of professionals. You know, we have the IT professionals, we have the programmers and all of that. And then we have vocational work, which mostly or basically refers to the work that we do with our hands. Vocational work. And then lastly, we have technical work. It requires a lot of technicality. One would have to be trained in that set of skills to be able to do such a work. All of these are very important. They play different roles in our lives, in our society, and the world at large. I'm sure you may have even seen where your own kind of work falls under. Whether you work for the private sector or you work for the public sector, all work is important and can be broadly categorized into skilled or unskilled labor as well. Next, we are going to look at the role of work. Work plays different roles in our lives, in our society, and even the world at large, as I have already mentioned. The first I like to mention here under the role of work is exertion of energy. As human beings, we have energy. And can you imagine with me for a few seconds, a person who from the day that person was born till that person grows old, that person never gets to do any form of work. That person is at a particular position and all of that. Is it possible? It is not, unless that person is incapacitated. That energy we have within us as human beings always will seek a form of expression. And so seeking to express that energy, putting that energy into use, is one of the roles of work. The next is survival. I mean, we all want to earn an income. We want to be able to buy food, to provide shelter over our heads. We want to be able to survive. And work is about the most important thing that we need to be able to survive. So one of the roles of work is survival, for us to earn an income. Number three is societal advancement. Everything that exists in our society today that we appreciate is a function of work. I'm speaking to you today through this radio program. That is because there are people at the radio station working, making this happen. And even within that same place, there are people who ensure that there is power for us to be able to be on air. Everything, if you look around your house, from your furniture to the house that you live in to the clothes that you wear, everything is a function of work. People produce these things through work. And so without work, society would not make any progress. So one of the roles of work is for societal advancement, for our society to make progress, because it is through work that we produce the different things that we produce that help society to progress. The next is economic development. Through work as well too, we develop our economy. by harnessing our natural resources, by harnessing our human resources, and by increasing productivity. So without work, you see that the economy is going to suffer. A perfect example is when labor goes on strike for just a single day. What happens? The economy immediately feels the impact. So we see the relationship between what? Work and what? The economy. So work, of course, also helps us to develop our economy. And then the last, of course, not the least, is self-reliance or independence. Through work as individuals, we are able to attain a level of self-reliance. We can afford the things that we need for ourselves without having to constantly depend on others. The same thing also applies as a state or as a nation. When we work, we get to also attain a level of self-reliance and independence. We don't have to depend on other states or other nations for our survival or for our continued existence. The more productive we are through work, you find out that the more we are able to be independent economically and we are viable as a people. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Come, come, my friend. There is no zero man. Everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one. Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people? Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way. Time is money. In other words, you lose time, you lose money. Develop yourself to money input as well as time input. To build a great nation, we must use time properly. Time is a precious element of life. Used well, it generates wealth. Don't spend your precious time doing things that get you nowhere. Time, time. Time is money.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am Maple Dapper, a brand consultant, and I offer HR solutions to numerous clients and organizations. I have been speaking on work in commemoration of International Workers' Day 2019. So, as we celebrate, it is important for us to reflect on a few things. First, for employers, I'd like for us to reflect that beyond the salaries and wages that we pay, we need to also learn to appreciate our workers more. Because if our workers approach the work that they do from the perspective of, let me just do what I have to do and get my pay at the end of the day, I'm sure we won't be very pleased as well. We want them to show more concern. We want them to be more involved, to give themselves more to the work, to give more value. Likewise, it is important for us to appreciate our workers more, beyond the salaries and beyond the wages that we pay. Sometimes the thank you that we say goes a whole lot. Sometimes the how are you that we ask them when they're walking in the morning goes a long way to encourage them to keep doing what they do. Next is to treat them with respect and dignity, regardless of their class, regardless of their level. So from the least to the top, it is important for us to also learn to treat our workers with more respect and dignity. Let's not make them feel less humans. You know, they are all human beings, regardless of the level that they belong to. It is important for us to truly respect our workers, to treat workers with dignity. It is not a function of the size of their salary, but because they are humans first. Let us learn to respect workers more and to treat them right, treat them with dignity. I'm sure we will benefit a whole lot more from them. Next, be interested in their welfare and growth. As an employer, or even as somebody who is a leader over other workers at the workplace, whether in the private sector or in the public sector, it is important for us to be interested in the welfare and growth of our people. Not because we have to shoulder the responsibilities, but just to show concern. If people know that we truly care about their welfare, about their growth, they will be more relaxed and give their best to the work. Remember, it is said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It is true even at the workplace and even for workers. Next, be firm where applicable. We understand that you have to be firm. You don't want laxity and you don't want complacency and all of that. We understand. So be firm where applicable, but also be fair in your assessment and even in your judgment. Sometimes people go through a whole lot to get to work and it might cause them to be late. Before you serve that query, you want to ask, is it in the character of this person to always come late? Where the answer is no, you may want to ask first, is everything okay? You came late today. That could go a whole long way to encourage that worker and make that worker to be more invested in the work. But if that person is faced with query where they may have to have rushed their child first to the hospital that morning before showing up at work, you can imagine how discouraging that would be. There's a whole lot happening behind the scenes. So be fair in your assessment, be fair in your judgment while being firm where applicable. Next, pay salaries on time. If for any reason whatsoever, salaries will be delayed, it is important, and I think that workers deserve an explanation. So it is important to explain to the workers why salaries are being delayed, and then we hope that they would also understand, so long as they know you've been transparent and you've been treating them rightly all the while. But as much as lies within your abilities, as much as possible, pay salaries on time. Remember that families are depending on just that worker. A lot of times there are so many dependents on just that single worker, and so when salaries are being delayed, it delays so many other things in the lives of our workers, and that affects their productivity at work. The next, which I also like to mention, is encourage performance. You know, because if we don't encourage performance, what happens is that we encourage underperformance. And so people think that it is okay. Workers think it is okay to do just anyhow. It is important to encourage performance. People should know that they can do better and should be pushed to do better as much as possible. But we would like to thank you so much for giving people the opportunity to work. We celebrate you as well, even as employers, because you are doing an amazing, you're doing a fantastic work. So we celebrate you as well too. And we say to you, Happy Workers' Day in advance. And to those of us who are workers, just to remind us once again that it is important for us to take our work seriously. This is what puts food on the table. This is what helps us to express our energies. It's what helps us to put our skill, our abilities and talents to use. Please, let's take our work seriously. At the time you are expected to show up at work, please show up at work. If you have any challenge whatsoever and you can't show up at work, please inform your employers ahead of time. If you're going to also run late, please send message, send word ahead of time so that it is known and it is on record that you take your work seriously. Follow the rules and stay diligent. I have not seen anyone who took their work seriously who stayed diligent and they didn't reap the rewards eventually. Follow the rules, stay diligent as much as you can. Now, people say, but they don't treat me well. Why should I be diligent? And I say to them, if you can't be diligent, then it is better you leave that workplace. So long as you're still there, so long as it still feeds you, so long as it still pays your house rent, you have no option but to be diligent, to give your best to it, especially because you don't have another option yet. So whether we like the work we do or not, it is required of us actually to give our best to the work that we do, because the work that we do is not only for our employer. If we think about it, it's for society at large at the end of the day. Next is respect your colleagues, both those who are your seniors at work and both those who are your juniors. Respect your colleagues. Some of us may be higher placed than others at the workplace, so we always look down on those who are beneath us at the workplace. No, let this be a time for us to reflect and change our attitude at work. Respect everybody at work, both those who are your subordinates and even those who are your superiors it is very important. Acknowledge that everyone's work matters. We may think sometimes that the cleaner is insignificant, but imagine that those who keep our offices clean for us don't show up at work for an entire week. We can't stay in that place to work. That place will not be conducive anymore. Everybody's work matters. Some of us, we've been privileged to go to school, so we have degrees and all of that, while there are those who don't have. But everybody's work matters. Every work is important. So it is important for us to respect others and the work that they do. It is important to remind us once again that there is still dignity in labor. So no matter the work that you do, so long as it is legitimate, please be proud of your work. There is still dignity in labor. Take responsibility for your personal development. Sometimes when we work for a particular period of time, we get so used to the work that we do that it becomes just a routine, you know, and after a while our performance begins to decline. So take responsibility for your work. Seek ways to improve yourself as an individual. Seek ways to do the work better. If you need to be moved to a different unit that will challenge you, you could also request that depending on the structure of the place where you work. But it is important for you to be interested in developing yourself. The more you develop yourself, the more your employers will appreciate you. Seek to always add value to your employer. Don't just take salary and leave. Don't just do "I don't care" and leave. Seek to add value to your employer, not just for your employer's sake, but for the sake of your own record. Because when you move on to another place, to another organization, you want to make reference to where you've worked before. And if you did not conduct yourself very well there because your employer was not a nice person, what happens? It also affects your own report. So even for your own sake and for the records, please, it is important for you to always seek to add value to your employer. We wish you better days ahead. God bless you for the amazing work that you do. Let's go on another short break. We'll be back shortly.
Hey, another one, don't tell it. You think say God day, therefore you no go work. My friend, not deceive yourself.
Work not they fall from up.
Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie, lie.
Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full. Then when night reach, work go land your domot.
But where? You waste time.
You must work hard so that work is go boku.
Which month they won't take talk and say as you big reach so you not fit do one better thing?
With tea, you not the shame. Try and make your life better. Go find work.
You're sounding an alarm. You're crying wolf where there is none. That is wrong.
We've come this far. Why do you wanna set the state on fire?
You think you are clever, cursing one another. Won't get us anywhere. Better be a builder, not a destroyer. Think it over today.
So come, my friend, let's live together in peace and harmony.
Welcome back to Reef Ethics on Radio. We're still talking about work in commemoration of International Workers' Day. So, as I begin to round up my presentation, I'd like to also remember those who are self-employed and say just a few words that your work also matters. You help make society function better through the work that you do, even as self-employed. The work that you do as self-employed is solving a problem out there, otherwise it won't exist. Of course, we won't forget those who desire to work, who are looking for a means to work, and all of that, who want to be productive but haven't gotten the right opportunity yet. You may not be workers now, but we know that you're also aspiring workers. So we remember you. I will say to you, keep improving yourself and stay ready to add value, because your moment will come. Happy Workers Day to you. In closing, work helps you to retain your respect. Work helps you to retain your dignity. Work helps you to be less of a burden to your friends and relatives. Work helps you to contribute to the building of society. Workers are special. They keep society orderly, functional, progressive, and prosperous. God bless you all workers out there and all those who make your work possible. God bless you all. Happy Workers' Day in advance. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends, at your school, or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Rivers State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.